follow the order of service on page 15 in the front of your hymnal, because Lent is a season of repentance. We do not sing the Gloria in Excelsis on page 17, the Triple Hallelujah on page 20, and we chant the alternate Thanksgiving on page 30. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. All may kneel for confession. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I'll confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Almighty God, merciful Father, I am a poor, miserable sinner. Confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful people. Upon this true confession, I, by virtue of my office, have been called and ordained servant of the Word, announced straight to God and to all you. This is standard by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ. I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Always stand for the intro.
Thank you.
Lord be with you. Let us pray. O almighty and eternal God, we implore you to direct, sanctify, and govern our hearts and bodies in the ways of your laws and the works of your commandments, that through your mighty protection, both now and ever, we may be preserved in body and soul. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The readings for this first Sunday in Lent are found in your bulletin insert. The Old Testament from Genesis chapter 22, reading from the first verse. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. Then God said, "Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about." Early the next morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey, and he took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, "Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you." Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father, Abraham, "Father." "Yes, my son," Abraham replied. "The fire and the wood are here," Isaac said, "but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son, Isaac, and laid him on the altar, on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and he took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. "Do not lay a hand on the boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide." And on to this day it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided." The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possessions of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me." Here ends the Old Testament.
O come, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning his shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
The epistle reading is found in Paul's letter to the Romans, the 8th chapter, reading from the 31st verse. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Here ends the epistle lesson.
Please stand for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel is found in the Evangelist St. Mark, the first chapter, reading from the 12th verse. At once the Spirit sent Jesus out into the desert, and he was in the desert 40 days being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and angels attended him. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. Here ends the gospel.
We now confess our faith using the Apostles' Creed found on page 12 in the front of your hymnal.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sit on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From this he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, the life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you. I'm the one who told you that Sundays are in Lent, not of Lent. So what gives with singing of Lent? Well, maybe you weren't 4 nights and 4+ days without heat or water. Maybe you weren't shuffling around in a 44-degree house. Maybe you weren't entombed under 17 layers of blankets. Maybe you didn't eat cold ravioli by hurricane lantern light. So you don't feel like singing of Lent. So don't. Just listen. First, from 1971, I sing Bless the Beast and the Children with Karen Carpenter and lament that she was done too soon. Sing knowing the song is from a movie based on a book of the same title. Watch and read, or read, if you think that environmentalism, anti-hunting, and youth know best is a late 20th, early 21st century theme. Sing as you contemplate the Holy Spirit's intriguing, he was with the wild animals. That wild animals is therion. This is animal, this is beast. It's used most in Revelation, 30 of the 46 times it's used in the New Testament. You know how the 16th century globe, one of them, had at the edge of known civilization, here be dragons? Well, of Revelation, we can say, here be beasts. There are four views of he was with the wild animals, two bad and two good. They were a threat to Jesus, or they show how very alone he was. That's the bad ones. Or they were a good thing. They show that the song Woodstock had come true. We finally made it back to the garden that is Eden. Or Jesus is the new Adam. So how do you decide which one of those is right? Well, the Spirit gives you the freedom to choose. Choices given by Scripture can't be as important as thus says the Lord's statements. And the text says, at once, after his baptism, and being declared the beloved Son of God, at once the Spirit threw him out, cast him out into the wilderness. In addition, thus says the Lord, he was 40 days constantly being tempted under, feel the weight of that word, under the Satan. I could barely bear being under darkness and cold while assured in my baptism that I am God's own child. How would I have fared being under the Satan, cast off and out by my father? Not well. I would fall very quickly into despair, into unbelief, into accusations against God. Oh, no, you don't. I see where you're running. You're running for the next sentence in the text. And the angels were ministering to him. See? All along, the angels were ministering to him, doing as Psalm 91 promised, guarding him in all his ways, lifting him up in their hands, not even letting him so much as stumble, thereby enabling him to trample the wild animals, the lion and the cobra, under his feet. Nope. You must always consult the parallels. Matthew 4:11 is clear. Then the devil left him, and angels came and ministered to him. after the temptations, maybe after the beast, if they were a bad thing. After that, then came the angels. That's how it was for Jesus. That's not how it is for you. No, you can bless the beast, good, bad, or ugly, because Jesus standing firm in temptation where you fall gives you the angelic, gives you God's angelic protection. Jesus not only suffering under temptations, triumphing over the temptations we fall to, he suffered for all the ones we give into. And that one, the constant ministry of angels. And for Jesus' sake, the beast must serve you. The ravens might be directed to feed you. A fish might be directed to provide money for you. A whale might be directed to save you from drowning. So sing of Lent. Bless the beast and the children. Even a child such as Mindy McCready? First watch, if you're an adult, first watch on YouTube, The Life and Death of Mindy McCready. In 1996, she sang 10,000 Angels. So where were the 10,000 angels when she needed them? For that matter, where was the one I needed to restore either power or water? Sing of Lent, sing 10,000 angels, sing, lead me not into temptation, heaven help me be strong, and ponder why in the great temptation the angels wait until it's all over to show up. The short answer is that Jesus, Lord of angels and archangels, didn't call on them. We heard in the introit the promise of he will command his angels concerning you. And in the Psalms, you always, first and foremost, hear the you as Jesus. And reading ahead in the Passion account, Jesus said to the sword-bearing Peter, do you think I cannot call on my Father and you will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels? 12 legions is 60,000. Since one angel killed 185,000 Assyrians, Jesus had more than enough to call on to handle the mob, the Roman Empire, Satan himself, and all his devils too. Yet, he didn't make the call. I was ready to say uncle after a day of being cold and dark. Jesus endured 40 days and nights of hunger, temptation, and devilry. Sing of Lent. Sing of Jesus doing what we could never do. As a man, without using his divine powers, without using his divine prerogative of 24/7 on-call angels, he stood firm against every plan and purpose of the devil, the world, and our flesh, which do not want us to call, which do not want God's will to be done or his name to be hallowed. And he did this with no more power or resolve than I had available in the dark night sitting in my truck to get warm. Actually, he had less. No cigar, no scotch, no radio. And by standing firm in temptation, he won God's power, protection, and angels for you. I know what you think. You think my cold, hungry, unwashed mind and body is leading me to repeat myself. Nope, it's purposeful. Remember how I said in the Psalms that all must be read as spoken by, to, or about Jesus? Well, Psalm 91 is if-then gospel, which is no gospel to sinners such as you. It says, if you make the Most High your dwelling, then no harm will befall you. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. Have you made the Most High your dwelling? I didn't. I couldn't. When the freezing rain began, as I was sitting in the truck, all I wanted was a warm dwelling. Even fortified by cigars and scotch, that's all I wanted. Do you always acknowledge his name? Every time you say luckily, fortunately, or by chance, you're acknowledging the goddess Fortuna, luck, fate, or randomness as the true God. Oh, but surely you do not love the Lord, so you can count. Oh, but surely you do love the Lord, so then you can count on being rescued. Ha! Love is the easiest thing to pretend. I love little baby ducks, old pickup trucks, and heat and light and running water. But the Lord, Ash Wednesday night, we were in the car warming up and listening to Catholic radio. You need to listen to AM 970. If that doesn't lead you to thank God that you're a confessional Lutheran or even a Reformed Protestant, you're not paying attention. They strained the minutiae of if it was just meat or meat byproducts that had to be avoided during Lent. Could holy water be dispensed by means of those Purell hand sanitizers? Should a woman who followed the counsel of a nun, who then became a shaman, who then became a lesbian, should she confess doing so in her mandatory once a year confession? The gospel of Jesus' innocent blood, meaning he kept the law perfectly, and his guilty death for your sins, frees you from all of that. You don't have to plumb the depths of your life or heart to see if you've made the Most High your dwelling place. If you really love the Lord, if you really do acknowledge his name all the time, you don't have to plumb those depths to see, to have his promised angelic protection. For Jesus' sake, you most certainly do have. Sing of Lent. Go to the 1996 one-hit wonder, Time Has Come Today. For 11 minutes, it declares time, or time has come today. The second paragraph of our text is Mark's summary of the entire first year of Jesus' ministry. All that you read in John chapters 1 through 5 is summarized right there. Although I wish Jesus had said, as the Chambers brothers sang, the time has come, what he actually said was, right now and forever has been fulfilled the season. Now, you 60s rock folks can hear the Zombies singing rhythmically and distinctively in 1968, it's the time of the season. You can even hear the breathy vocal that lyric sites don't seem to know how to reproduce. My point is that Jesus is not proclaiming the time is up for something to happen, but that a period of time, a season, is now. For the Zombies, it was the time of the season when love runs high. Nice thought, if you're mired in the mud of this body and blood made of dust. But there is something better than this. There is something that even when body and blood are satisfied with heat, light, food, and love, there's something you still want. C.S. Lewis said, if I find in myself a desire which no experience in this world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that I was made for another world. When I lack heat, light, food, love, that's all I want. When I have them all, I'm still not satisfied. Jesus, 2,000 years ago, declared that the season had come not for love, but for the kingdom of God. And he didn't declare it is near, but here. The Greek idea isn't that the kingdom is a little way off, but that it is so close that the hearers may enter into it that very moment. Today is the season where what Jesus did in life and death fills up the baptismal font, the absolver's mouth, and the chalice with more than enough grace to wash away sin, to blow away sinners, to body and blood sinners into the very kingdom of God right now. So let's sing of Lent. Let's sing of going over the events that lead to our being able to enter the kingdom of God today. How should we start? Listening to Catholic radio on Ash Wednesday, they talked about the Catholic priest applying ashes with either, remember that you are dust and dust you shall return. That's what we do. Or others say, repent and believe the gospel, which is how our text ends. They went back and forth as to the merits of each phrase. The freeing confessional Lutheran answer would be, you don't have to say anything. You don't even have to apply ashes. But if we're talking about singing of Lent, I'm going with the passive remember rather than the active repent and believe. In remembering that I am dust, I'm returning to Psalm 103 and the comforting fact that as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. In the dark and cold, I didn't, as the song says, turn to stone. I turned to dust. So I sing of Lent, which shows me the Lord who can't forget that. Amen. Now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. The people remembering our special prayers in the litany that we're praying are there listening in your bulletin. All may kneel for the litany on page 661.
Let us pray. O Lord,
have mercy upon us.
O Christ,
have mercy upon us.
O Lord,
have mercy upon us.
O Christ,
hear thou us.
O God, the Father in heaven,
have mercy
upon us. O God, the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy
upon
us.
O God, the Holy Ghost,
have mercy
upon
us.
Be gracious unto us.
Spare us, O Lord.
Be gracious unto us.
Help us, O Lord.
From all sin, from all error, from all evil. From the grasp and assault of the devil, from sudden and evil death, from pestilence and famine, from war and bloodshed, from sedition and rebellion, from lightning and tempest, and from all calamity by fire and water, and from everlasting death. By the mystery of thy holy incarnation, by thy holy nativity, by thy baptism, fasting, and temptation, by thy agony and bloody sweat, by thy cross and passion, by thy precious death and burial, by thy glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Ghost, the Comforter. In all time of our tribulation, in all time of our prosperity, in the hour of death and in the day of judgment, we poor sinners who deceive
thee,
and to rule and govern thy holy Christian church, preserve all pastors and ministers of thy church in true knowledge and understanding of thy word and in holiness of life. We put an end to all systems and causes of offense, to bring in the way of truth all such as are error and are deceived, to beat down Satan under our feet, to send faithful laborers into thy harvest, to accompany thy word with thy spirit and grace, raise up them that fall and strengthen such as can stand, to comfort and help the weak hearted and the distressed. To give all nations peace and comfort, to preserve our country from discord and contention, to give our nation perpetual victory over all its enemies, to direct and defend our president and all in authority, to bless and keep our magistrates and all our people. To behold and succor all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation, to protect all who travel by land or water, preserve all women in the perils of childbirth, to strengthen and keep all sick persons and young children, to set free all who are innocently imprisoned, to defend and provide for our fatherless children and widows, and to have mercy upon all men.
We receive your mercy,
to forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their heart. We give and preserve our youth, the fruits of the earth, and grace to you to hear our prayer.
We receive you,
Lord. O Lord Jesus, Son of God,
we receive you, Lord.
O Lamb of God, that takes away the sin of the world,
have mercy upon us.
O Lamb of God, that takes away the sin of the world,
have mercy upon us.
O Lamb of God, that takes away the sin of the world,
grant us our peace.
O Christ,
forgive us.
O Lord,
have mercy upon us.
O Christ,
have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Amen. All may kneel for the offering. We'd like to take the offering with a plate in the back of the bay. We'll probably have to wait until after on your way up. We receive into our communion fellowship this morning Stephen Allen Porter. Now please come forward, Steve, and stand right there. Dear friend, early in life, you were received into God's grace through holy baptism. Now having learned the meaning of this from your instruction of the Word of God, we're gathered here before God and His Christian congregation publicly to make confession of your faith and the pride of God, for good knowledge and promises to you, to dedicate yourself, body and soul, for all time and for eternity to your God and Lord. Lift up your heart with me, therefore, to the God of all grace, and cheerfully give answer to what in the name of the Lord, as a minister of His holy church, I now shall ask you. You this day in the presence of God and this Christian congregation acknowledge the gifts which at your baptism the triune God gave to you. If so, declare so by saying, I do.
I do.
You then renounce the devil and all his works and all his ways. If so, declare so by saying, I do.
I do.
You desire to be a member of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of this congregation. If so, declare so by saying, I do.
I do.
You hold all the canonical books of the Bible to be the inspired word of God. The doctrine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church drawn from the Bible, that you have learned to know it from Luther's Small Catechism, to be the true and correct one. If so, declare so by saying, I do. You also, as a member of the Evangelical Lutheran Church, intend to continue steadfast in the confession of the Church and suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it. If so, declare so by saying that you so intend with the help of God.
You so intend with the help of God.
Finally, you intend faithfully to conform all your life to the rule of the divine word, to be diligent in the use of the means of grace, to walk as it becomes the gospel of Christ, and in faith, word, and deed, to remain true to the triune God, even unto death. If so, declare so by saying, I do so intend by the grace of God.
I do so intend by the grace of God.
Give now your right hand at the Lord's altar,
and at the pledge of promise and kneeling to see his blessing. Stephen Allen Porter, the God of all grace that called us unto eternal glory by Christ Jesus, make thee perfect, establish thee, strengthen thee, settle thee, and keep thee through faith unto eternal life. Psalm 91:11, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. Upon this, your voluntary profession and promise, I, in the name of the Church of Christ, invite and welcome you as a member of the Evangelical Lutheran Church and of this congregation to participate with us in all the rights and privileges of the Evangelical Lutheran Church, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Since it is God alone who works both the will and to do of his good pleasure, it behooves us, dear friends in Christ, to call upon him for this new member of this Christian congregation, that he would graciously perform the good work which he began in them. Let us therefore pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who makes it both the will and to do those things which are good and acceptable unto thy divine mercy, we make our humble supplication unto thee for this thy servant, that thy fatherly hand be beseeching ever be over him, that the Holy Spirit ever be with him, and so lead him in the knowledge and faith of thy word, that in the end he may obtain everlasting life through our Lord Jesus Christ, who with thee and the Holy Ghost lives and reigns in one God, world without end. Amen. Steve, you may get up. I have confirmation certificate. Welcome. Now, nobody has an excuse for not greeting Steve after service and saying, I don't know who he is. We welcome all of you to our celebration of Holy Communion this morning. Because of the sad divisions that exist in Christianity today, we can't invite all of you to the Lord's table. Trinity practices closed communion, which means we commune active members of Trinity and those guests have been invited to commune prior to the service. If you are a guest and have not spoken with me before, please not come forward and receive communion. We continue the communion liturgy on page 24. Please stand. The Lord be with you.
Hallowed be thy name. be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, this cup of the New Testament, in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. Unto life everlasting, depart in peace.
Amen.
Take each of the two bodies of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for all your sins. Take each of the two bodies of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for all your sins. Take drink. This is the true blood for your Lord, of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Take drink, this is the true blood of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Take drink, this is the true blood of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Take drink, this is the true blood of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins.
Unto life everlasting, depart in peace. Amen.
Take each of the two bodies of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Christ and unto death for all your sins. Take ye with your body, your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, even unto death for all your sins. Take drink in the true blood of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Take drink in the true blood of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Take drink in the true blood of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Take drink in the true blood of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission all your sins. Take drink of the true blood of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Take drink of the true blood of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. May this body and this blood strengthen and preserve you in the true faith and life of the Lamb.
Take drink.
This is the true blood of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Take drink. This is the true blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Take drink. This is the true blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Take drink. This is the true blood of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Blood of Christ shed for your sins.
May this body and this blood strengthen and preserve you in the true faith and the life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Thank you.
as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, we give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. We beseech thee that of thy mercy thou would strengthen us through the same in faith towards thee and in fervent love towards one another. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
The Lord be with you.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, bless thee and keep thee. Lord, make his face shine upon thee, be gracious unto thee. Lord, lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.
At 1:30, we will host the Planned Parenthood prayer service at the Planned Parenthood on Ben White.
You can park in the Wendy's parking lot. The Pizza Palooza was transferred to today. Happy hour at 3, 5 p.m. pizza. And if you didn't sign up and all of a sudden have a change of heart, talk to Mark and see, because we haven't, as far as I know, we could still order more, but he could tell you. Ash Wednesday, we're transferring to this Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. And I forgot, what will take place at the Pizza Palooza is the burning of the palms from last year, that highly secretive thing that is done in the dark of night, usually on Mardi Gras, will be in the broad daylight. No pictures will be allowed. The VCS planning meeting is moved to next Sunday after the service. Thank you.